This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A relic from the battleship USS Arizona arrived in the state this morning to honor Coloradans who died at Pearl Harbor. A small piece of steel from the Arizona is now at the Colorado Freedom Memorial in Aurora. Rick Crandall is the memorial's founder. He says dozens of Coloradans died in the Japanese attack, including 32 whose bodies remain in the sunken ship.
For the Coloradans that are aboard Arizona, this steel being near the memorial actually, in a sense, brings those Coloradans back home symbolically.
Crandall said the steel is from a beam on the ship that remained above water and was preserved after most of the Arizona sank. Naval reservists will participate in a brief service when the crate carrying the piece is opened. Three earthquakes shook the Colorado-New Mexico border over the weekend. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports they were roughly 30 miles west of Trinidad.
The quakes were all in the same general area. The United States Geological Survey says the largest came Saturday morning and registered a magnitude of 4.0. That's considered a light earthquake. The agency says the area has seen 9 quakes in August, including some closer to Trinidad. While there's no reported cause, quakes in the area have been tied to oil and gas production. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Metropolitan State University of Denver will use settlement money from Equifax to bolster its cybersecurity program. State Attorney General Phil Weiser has awarded the Denver-based college $500,000 from the state settlement over a 2017 data breach. MSU hopes to train 100 cybersecurity analysts by next summer. Its goal is to help bridge the workforce gap affecting small public sector businesses. This is CPR and KRCC.